Boko Haram's use of children to detonate bombs is morally repugnant, the UN's Human Rights Office has said. Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, condemned the terrorist group after violence in northeastern Nigeria.
The use of a child to detonate a bomb is not only morally repugnant, but constitutes an egregious form of child exploitation under international law.
The number of victims in the attacks that began on the 3rd of January cannot be verified because the area is in lockdown, she said. But the UN spokesperson added that it was fairly certain that mass killings and mass forced displacement had occurred in Maiduguri, Potiskum and Baga. She said that girls, possibly as young as 10, may have been forced to carry out the attacks.
There are wildly differing accounts of the numbers. I mean, you're going from 100 to 2,000, and we haven't been able to verify that. I mean, one eyewitness was talking about how when he was fleeing, he was tripping on bodies the whole way. So clearly, a large number of people were killed.
Shamdasani urged the Nigerian authorities to re-establish law and order and create conditions for an effective investigation. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it has received unconfirmed reports of 150,000 people internally displaced by the attacks. Most of them have been taken in by host families, agency spokesperson Jens Larker said.
The information is quite sketchy. There is a complete lockdown. There is no access independently to the area. However, the pattern of internal displacement in the area is so that most people are with host families. So it's not camps, but mostly host families.
An additional 11,320 people escaped the violence by running away to neighbouring Chad, according to latest UN figures. Here's UN Refugee Agency spokesperson William Spindler.
60% are women and girls, and 40% are men. There's also 84 non-accompanied children.
Spindler added that about 2,000 of these refugees had become stranded on Kangalam Island in Lake Chad, but a rescue mission was underway. The Boko Haram militants who control parts of northeastern Nigeria have vowed to create an Islamic State in the region. Their insurgency began in 2009. The terrorists are held responsible for a wave of bombings, assassinations and abductions in Nigeria, which is Africa's most populous nation. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.